Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Let's start the program, though, and go to the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, who is on the line from our Federal Parliamentary Bureau in Canberra. Many thanks for your time, Scott.
G'day, Ross. Good to be with you.
I did describe it as being the biggest shake-up to the Australian economy in more than 20 years. Would you agree that is as important as this change and the recommendations taken up by the government today?
I would, and we rejected none of the recommendations put forward by Professor Harper. He did an outstanding job and provided this report to the government earlier in the year. And today we've decided to go forward with that report, and in particular in areas like human services and social services and many of the areas that come under the jurisdiction of our states and territories. I mean, this is where you need to get the microeconomic reform that will drive productivity over the next 5 to 10 years. And in this post-peak period from mining investment and the post-peak in commodity prices and the terms of trade, we won't have those things to cover over any inability or lack of reform that will drive productivity growth. Now, post the going into the mining boom, before it happened, we had multi-factor productivity growth, which is just another word for saying how we realised the most of our potential in our economy. That was growing at around 1.5%. Now, during the mining boom period, that fell to 0.4%. Now, we need to get those figures up again so we can drive jobs and we can drive growth. But in competition policy, it's all about more choices and better services, and that will produce a growing economy.
Okay, just one aspect of this, because much of the changes in the laws and regulation that have been recommended by Professor Ian Harper and his committee is all about the state governments, not necessarily about federal government. How does federal government, as you take up these recommendations, convince state governments that they need to change?
Well, it's largely as it was done last time under what was known as the Hilmer reforms, and there was a thing set up called competition payments, and there was an umpire basically who looked at the reforms that were being done by the states and territories, and they were awarded with competition payments, which basically gave them their share of the uplift in the economy that came from doing these important reforms.
So in other words, it's a carrot and stick approach that you're taking.
It is a carrot and stick. But this time round, we'll try and focus it more on when they've delivered those reforms, so paying on the delivery, not on the promise, which happened last time. But last time this happened, it increased GDP by 2.5%. And this is important changes that we need to make. I mean, we all know that our economy is transitioning. We all know that there's a global volatility, and Australians know that, but they're out there, they're working hard, they're saving, they're investing, and these types of changes will just help our economy continue to grow, which is what will support jobs, which is our laser-like focus.
And where will you get the money to pay the states?
Well, there'll be the uplift in growth that will produce a growth in revenues, but equally there's the opportunity to link this in with the discussion we're having with the states and territories on tax changes. And you'll know we've been in that process now for a while, and we'll continue to be in that. And I see these things as very much linked. How you change the tax system, how you boost competition and productivity, how you change what you do between state and federal governments to get a better outcome for everybody. All of these things go together to try and drive growth. Just like export agreements and getting the budget in balance, all of this is all part of the government's plan to drive growth and jobs.
Okay, so does that tax reform you're talking about include the GST? Is consumption tax a part of this? Because it would be the biggest wedge of the revenue that the federal government could bring in to be able to, if you like, incentivise the states to make these big changes in competition.
Well, it would be a way, if there's revenue to flow to the states, of it going as a consequence of additional reforms that are happening and getting more value added out of this process. As you know, I'm not a big fan of raising taxes to give states and territories just a bucket of money to spend how they're spending it now. And I don't think taxpayers would like that either. I think what they want to see is government spend their money better. And what these changes are all about is to incentivise, encourage and reward states working with the Commonwealth to change things like our planning and zoning system. I mean, who hasn't get frustrated with that? And who wouldn't think that that is holding back a lot of growth and economic opportunities and job growth right across not just New South Wales, but right across the country?
So when it comes to planning, let's say, for example, lots of people listening to this program will have had issues with planning in the past, no doubt. The point is, if you could standardise the procedures for planning right across the country, that would actually help people out and make them more confident in being able to move on a national basis across our country, just as you can buy shares pretty much anywhere across the country as well.
Well, that's one option, but even at the state level, trying to break down a lot of the unnecessary bureaucracy and processes and systems and to free up a lot of the impediments that are there will enable... I mean, you look at the development of a block of land and putting a house on it and just how much is tied up in fees and levies and bureaucracy and planning processes and delays. Now, that all costs people money. And if you start reforming those sorts of things, then you're ensuring that money stays in people's pocket and they can spend it where they want to. And that's what will grow the economy. This is what we're just so focused on, Ross. We're looking at every way we can, whether it's our, you know, trying to get with the trade agreements that we've put in place or how we're trying to make the financial system stronger or getting the budget stronger or the $50 billion national infrastructure plan that we're rolling out around the country. All of this is about growing the economy because these are the things we need to do to grow our economy. We don't have the rising iron ore prices and the best terms of trade we've seen of all time, just not that long ago. We had about 30% fall off from that since that time. We need to actually earn more by improving our performance on all of these things.
Okay, I'll take you through a couple of the details of the report from Professor Harper and his committee. But in the meantime, I want to take you to the former Treasury Secretary, John Stone. I spoke to him last Friday about this. He is an opponent of simply raising the GST. Here's what he had to say.
All the GST will do will be to raise the level of government spending. Of course, the first thing that the politician will do when they increase the GST or broaden the coverage, they'll give a lot of so-called compensation to all these people who are being hurt by the fact that prices rise as a consequence. So the result is government spending rises. Now, look, when government spending rises, that means either immediately or before too long, taxes have to rise too.
Now, as a former Treasury Secretary, it's a very strong opinion from John Stone and also, but a very informed opinion from John Stone. Is that as simple as it is?
Well, if you go back to when John Howard and Peter Costello did this, I don't think anyone today would say that that wasn't a change where taxes were also cut, personal income taxes were cut, other taxes were cut. I think Australians understand that what we're talking about is not just simply looking at one tax. We're talking about the whole tax mix. At the next meeting of state and territory treasurers with the Commonwealth, we're going to be looking at all the state and territory taxes and things like insurance levies and things like this. And where can we actually reduce the burden of tax and change the mix of taxes people pay, which makes the economy work better? Now, what John Howard and Peter Costello did set us up for a strong economic growth during the time of their government. Now, we're seeking to do the same thing by engaging with the states and territories and coming up with a better mix of taxes. There'll be some in the debate, and I'm not saying this about John, but there'll be some who'll say, oh, it's just about one tax, and they are simply trying to frighten people. And what we're trying to do is grow the economy. You don't need to increase the GST to balance the budget. All the money from the GST goes to the states and territories. Every last cent. So it doesn't change the federal coffers one bit.
All right. I want to go through some of the big things that I think will affect people listening to this program now in regards to, as they're driving home, some of the changes recommended by the Harper Review that you're going to have to look at and deal with. Retail opening hours.
Well, it's for the states to pick that up and act on them where they haven't already done so. In some states, obviously, they already have. But in places like Western Australia and Queensland, they haven't done that. So, I mean, this is a menu that the states can work off. So it can be retail trading hours in one state. It can be planning and zoning laws in another.
It could be legalising Uber-style taxi service.
Yes, it can be all of these things. And then there's issues in the energy sector, in the water sector, which is all encouraged and recommended by Professor Harper.
Standardising penalty rates across the board and trying to work out that you don't get the same rate on Saturday as you do on Sunday?
Well, these things are also the subject of a Productivity Commission inquiry. And there are a number of recommendations here that were already in train. Because we're already acting on them in some other areas. And so we'll let those processes continue.
Okay, who's allowed to own pharmacies is another one out there where the supermarkets should be allowed to have pharmacies inside them.
Well, that's a good example of what I was just referring to. We concluded the pharmacy agreement earlier this this year, and that provided a way forward for further pursuing those types of issues. And we're already getting on and about that, and working with the pharmacists on those types of issues.
And a final one for you, for everybody who's driving home this evening: more user pay roads. That's one of the recommendations out of the Harper Review, that ultimately people who spend more time on more roads are ultimately going to pay more for them.
We've got to find better ways, at the end of the day, of ensuring we're, you know, funding infrastructure the right way, and we're using infrastructure the right way to get the best outcome. Now, again, these are things that state and territory governments do every single day. And if we can find better ways to do all of these things, but the one we haven't talked about, Ross, is in the area of human and social services.
Yeah.
This is the big growth sector of our economy. I mean, basically, the increase in health and social services employment in this country has effectively replaced the decline in manufacturing employment in this country as a percentage of the total employment pool. Now, that is an area that's going to continue to grow, and with our, particularly with our free trade agreements and things like that, we will be even doing more of that into the future. Now, what, this has been an area that's been largely the domain and province of state and federal governments, and the opportunity to open that up and see more people get involved in that sector can only mean more jobs into the future, because this is what it's all about. It's all about jobs.
I've got to say, this is the broadest reform of our economy that I've seen in 20 plus years. Since the Helmer Report and the competition review there, it's bold. And remember also, on the heels of actually taking up all of the recommendations of the Financial System Inquiry, or pretty much all of them, from David Murray as well. So it is certainly cracking on at the moment, the federal government, from our federal parliament studio, Scott Morrison.
Well, thanks,
Treasurer,
Ross.
I appreciate
well, thank you
time.
For that. If you stand still, you go nowhere, and we're certainly heading somewhere.
There you go. Scott Morrison.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.